Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this beautiful Thursday morning. 65 degrees, sunny skies here in Marion, 16 minutes past the hour. Thursday, August the 25th, 2022. Boy, I was having trouble with dates in hour number one. I don't know what that was all about. Okay, Steve Bruner, what a fun conversation that was. He'll be at the Marion Palace Theater this coming Saturday, August the 27th at 7:30 p.m. And tickets are still available. 740-387-3425. I enjoyed him. Did anybody else enjoy him? A nice, clean comedy show at the Marion Palace Theater. Give me a buzz here, 740-751-4038. Now, it's kind of interesting because we had somebody trying to call in hour number one. They tried to call twice, and they got the call waiting. That's when... If you're listening, you'll hear that kind of pause during the interview. That's call waiting. Now, I'm guessing that might have been Lee or Judy Smith or Judy Crissa, because our friend Sarah, the bus driver, was going to call those three and tell them to call in and say hello because we miss hearing from them. And we wanted to know if they are making headway, possibly to listening to us in the digital way. And, of course, they would not have been listening this morning because they're not hooked up to digital yet. And I wonder if that was them. So if that was Judy or either of the Judys, or if that was Lee, hopefully they can give us a call back, or somebody can tell them to give us a call back now, because we do have open phone lines this hour. 18 minutes past the hour, 740-751-4038. Now, also, I do want to say that Judy Summers, we don't know if Judy Summers is listening. We'd love to hear from Judy. She called in the other morning. We still don't know if she got her Alexas hooked up. I was listening on the Google Dot, actually, during the break, to know when to come back on air. And boy, that just sounds like a radio. That's one of the great inventions, those Google Dots and Alexas or whatever you call them. Just like a radio in your house and very inexpensive. I think probably $40 or something like that now. Everybody should have one, to be sure. So, Judy Summers, are you out there? 740-751-4038. Or, as I have asked every morning, who's out there and how are you listening? I know a lot of people are busy and at work and can't call in, but if you're out there and you're listening, how are you doing it? We know Sarah's got us on the bus on the TuneIn. We know that Ryan has us on the TuneIn app over at his place of work. We know that Trish, I think, listens on her laptop. So there are all kinds of ways to do it. John and Carolyn Heimlich, I saw them actually at the grocery store the other day. I believe they're now listening on their laptop. So it's a nice thing to have our listeners making the switch over. And like I said, it's going to take 2 weeks to a month for everybody to make the switch over. It doesn't happen overnight, and that's just the way it goes. But eventually it'll happen, and we'll be as we were before. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And I know we have a guy out in Arizona, Lewis, who listens to the show quite a bit, and it's always good that he listens. I think he listens probably to the repeats more than the live shows, but he's out there, and we can't thank him enough for that. And Pat Henry and Ernie Brees, I know they have called in. I'm always forgetting names when I'm running down here. Pat Henry listens to us on the TuneIn. Ernie, I think, has an Alexa. that he's able to pull us in on. Yeah, I have not talked to Ernie since probably a week ago when he said, would he still be able to get us on the Alexa? And I hope he has, and I hope he does. So, Ernie, I hope you're still out there and listening to us on the Alexa every morning. And again, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. And I know Jeannie Evers she has a Google Dot, and I believe she also has her cell phone, which she's able to listen to us on, out in Clarendon. So, you know, there's a lot of people who've made the change and are having a good time with it. Now, somebody else who has done this is, I don't know if she's going to call in or not, but I know she was listening in hour number one because she was commenting on the comedian we had on. She used to be a somewhat regular guest on this program, and then I don't know what happened. Maybe she thought I stole pencils or something, and we have not heard from her in probably, well, I haven't talked to her in at least 6 months. I don't know when the last time we heard her on the air was. It was probably longer than that. But 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott. I just wanted to let you know that our rummage sale was canceled. We had a death in our church, so we will postpone that until probably next month.
So no rummage sale this weekend. I'm sorry to hear that somebody passed. Was it unexpected?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm terribly sorry to hear that. Do you know if that would have been Lee or one of the Judys in the first hour who was calling in?
I don't know. I passed the message along that we wouldn't mind hearing from them, but who knows if they'll call, but no, I don't know. I only met Lee once. That's when I was picking people up at Kroger's, and he said, hey, you're the bus driver that always listens to Scott. And I thought, I am.
Isn't that all your life, you live to build up a life, and then that's how you get to be known? Are you this bus driver who listens to Scott Spears?
Yeah, that's my claim to fame. He went sipping by on his little, what did they call those buggies, those little motorized carts?
Yeah,
and he stopped and said, are you that bus driver? I said, I am that bus driver.
You know, I used to have Lee's number, and it drives me that I have lost it, and I would just call him. You know, at this point, what's the point? I'll call people at home, but
we should get together. Well, I'll have a party, and I can put you on the tune-in app with some popcorn, and it'll be like old times.
Well, that's right. You guys should all get together on Friday night and have a little get together there and enjoy yourself.
Like a pizza party, or maybe you could talk to your good buddy, the mayor, and we could pipe you guys in like they do the Christmas carols at downtown.
Well, wouldn't that be nice? I mean, why not?
It was my idea. We're not going to argue that. Call him right now.
Well, what did you make? Did you get to hear Bruner in hour number one?
Bits and pieces, yeah. And I thought that was pretty, I don't know what the word I want to use is, but that was a different take on things. And I think I told you that, like, when you were giving your tickets away to the different shows down at the fair and stuff, a lot of that vulgar language, that doesn't appeal to everybody. So, yeah, that is refreshing when someone can use intelligence to be funny instead of just a bunch of nastiness.
Yeah, that doesn't work in Marion. Well, I'm sorry to hear of the death in the... Well, again, it was a Baptist church?
Yes.
Okay, so no rummage sale this weekend at the Baptist church here in Marion.
The Good Faith Baptist.
Where is the Good Faith Baptist?
On the corner of Mark and Jefferson.
All right, well, send our best to everybody and certainly the family of the person who passed away, and when it does come around, let us know.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, that's good community radio right there, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 25 minutes past the hour here, WWGH radio time. Well, if anybody knows Lee or Judy Smith or Judy Cressup, have them give us a call. I have the feeling that might have been them in hour one, because I don't know who would be calling twice and not realize we had a person on being interviewed. I don't know who else that would be, and there's no way for me to tell, so I'm guessing that's probably what it was. But if you're out there listening, how are you listening? Or if you have any news, give us a buzz. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. The only bit of new news that I have as far as things going on in Marion, we did get word, and actually two people have told me this now, that the certified on Main Street, where they have filled in the pumps, looks like it's going to be a convenience store, not a parking lot for Boyd Funeral Home. I think that's what we've been hearing. So hopefully that will all come to fruition, I guess. 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. Have you heard anything in regard to that or anything else going on in Marion? And again, we still have the $5,000 reward for the return of President Harding's dog collar. Hey, that ain't bad at all. $5,000. Now, that has to be returned by the end of the year. It has to be returned by the end of the year, and you'll get $5,000. That's a lot of change. Now, you can be the person who returns it or the person who leads to the return of the dog collar. But once we have the dog collar in our possession, and it has been verified by the Harding home that it is the dog collar, then you will get $5,000, no questions asked. I won't ask any of you. And that comes from an anonymous donator, and we thank them for doing that. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give us a buzz if there's anything on your mind. We would love to hear from you. Now, see, the person who I haven't talked to in 6 months who was thinking of calling in, because this person was giving me a rough time the other day about, what in the world were they giving me a rough time about? It was something that was on the show the other day, and I don't remember what it was, but in any event, we'll see if they call in. We'll see if they're gutsy enough to give us a buzz. I know they're out there listening on their tune-in device. I think they've always listened on the tune-in device. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. By the way, the Bratwurst Festival ousting of the Queen, that drama is continuing. I'm sure you'll read more about that in the paper. I think it's in the paper today or tomorrow. But that story continues on over in Crawford County, and it just keeps getting more confusing, to be honest with you. That's all I can say about it, is it's a very confusing story. I'm trying to pull it up here. For some reason, my computer has frozen. Oh, here we go. Here's the story. Now, and again, we've already said her name, and it's been out there. So, I mean, when you're the queen, the name's pretty well out there. But here's the deal. Abigail Brockwell's contract with the Bucyrus Bratwurst Festival Board of Directors was terminated after she attended a festival luncheon in direct violation of the board's instructions to the board president, said in a letter sent to the media on Tuesday. The letter from Adam Heinlein, the board's president, was emailed to the Telegraph Forum on Tuesday afternoon by the Corey Law Office, the festival's legal representative. It outlines the board's reasons for dismissing Brockwell as the Bratwurst Festival Queen on August the 8th, 10 days before the start of this year's festival. Heinlein states that on August 3rd, he attended a royalty travel meeting hosted by the Royalty Committee to specifically meet with the 2021 Queen, her first runner-up and second runner-up. At this meeting, the committee and I explained that the board felt the Queen's actions and behaviors while at other festivals, both toward each other and other festival royalty, did not properly represent the festival, and subsequently suspended their travel for the remainder of the season, Heinlein wrote. We further clarified that their travel would be at the discretion of the board from that point forward and until a new court was crowned. During this meeting, the girls asked if they would be allowed to travel on their own to other festivals, and they were allowed. Heinlein continued, however, the committee specified that they were not to attend any festival representing the Bratwurst Festival in their dirndls, crowns, or sashes, and that they were to wear regular clothing. Furthermore, they were told they were not allowed to attend any luncheons, as luncheons are events reserved exclusively for visiting royalty and are not open to the general public. Time was given to discuss the suspension and any questions, but no questions were asked, so the meeting continued with normal business until it came to a close. A letter outlining the suspension of their travel was also given to each girl at that meeting. And then we go to August the 7th. On August the 7th, he was notified that Brockwell had attended a luncheon on August the 6th, Heinlein wrote. A meeting was set for August the 8th to discuss the situation with Brockwell and ask why she had done so when she was explicitly told she was not permitted. Brockwell told board members she had attended festivals on August 4th and 5th and didn't see why her travel on August the 6th was a concern. The board explained to Ms. Brockwell that by attending the luncheon, she interrupted the duties of another girl who had been delegated as a Bratwurst Festival representative, as directed by the board, for that luncheon. He wrote, the board asked Ms. Brockwell if she sat with or acknowledged her fellow court members, and she stated that she did not. The board reiterated the items addressed in the August 3rd meeting and explained that, as stated in a letter suspending travel, her attendance of festivals on August 4th and 5th were not in violation of the suspension, as she asked the board before attending, attended in everyday clothes and did not attend luncheons. Her travel on August the 6th, however, was in formal attire and was a luncheon that already had representatives from the festival. Brockwell was asked to leave the room so board members could deliberate. Heinlein wrote, and after a 30-minute discussion, they decided to terminate her contract with the festival and revoke her title. In her letter to media outlets, she states that the board said it was a hard decision, and it was, he wrote. It was a very hard decision, but the board believes it to be in the best interest of the festival. The board issued Brockwell a letter detailing her violations and the reason her contract was being terminated, according to Heinlein. The letter had been typed prior to the meeting in an effort to be prepared for any and all outcomes the board would have. Now, that's a little shaky there, don't you think? Now, we'll get to this in a second, because that's not the end of the story, okay? Now, here's the rest of this. According to Heinlein, a letter from Brockwell took issue with the festival's director's absence from the meeting. But the director, Kevin Myers, is not a sitting board member, and his attendance was not required, especially as the contract is between the Bratwurst Festival and Miss Brockwell. The contract Miss Brockwell signed at the beginning of her reign states that she is a representative at all times, and the statement speaks for herself. Brockwell's letter continuously states she and other queens have been victimized by the festival, Heinlein wrote. Our festival prides itself on the relationship we oftentimes have with past royalty, he wrote, noting that the two past queens and several past court members work with the festival. Even this year, several past queens returned to the festival to take part in our parade in an effort to remember old friends. Okay, his letter ends by saying this coverage will not negatively impact the incoming courts crowned at this year's festival. Now, it does continue. What a drama. Heinlein's letter states an article was recently published sensationalizing Brockwell's dismissal and asserts the article stemmed from a letter Brockwell released to media outlets in an attempt to paint the festival in a bad light. He alludes to assertions such as Meyer's absence from the meeting, not included in the one statement Brockwell released to the Telegraph Forum sent by an email on August the 15th. So there you have it, and she did her statement. So it is what it is. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, caller. Or Scott.
Hey! How you doing?
Oh, not too bad.
What's new at the zoo?
Nothing.
Are mornings a little less entertaining now?
Yeah.
Well,
I don't make a point to be up at 8 o'clock.
Well, are we hopefully doing something so we can get you on board with the new show?
Well, I got to find my charger for my laptop. Is this going to be permanent? You're going to be off the air permanent?
Well, I don't know if it's going to be permanent because we really are not getting a whole lot of direction from the FCC at this point. But for the time being, yes. But we've still been doing shows like we've always been doing, so I hope. Do you have any kind of internet in your house?
No.
And your phone, you said, was a flip phone, right?
Right.
Right. So I'm trying to think. Hopefully, you can maybe get... I tell you, you would love one of these Google Dots. They only cost about $40, and all you have to do is talk to it. Once you have internet, you just say, "Hey, Google, play WWGH," and there will be.
You got to think about that last night. They got a thing called Alexa, too, don't they?
Yeah, Alexa would do the exact same thing. I think Mary out there listens on her Alexa.
Yeah, it'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, so do you think you'll be able to get that done?
How much are they?
Well, I know the Dots right now are running like $39.99. You can get those at Walmart or Meijer. Probably Walmart's the cheapest place.
Yeah, I might look into that. That's cheap.
Yeah, and the internet cost to run that would not be very substantial. And, you know, once Spectrum... Do you have any services through Spectrum or Frontier or anything right now?
I got phone through Frontier.
Well, they would probably be able to just... Do you have a modem at your house that the phones run through?
No.
They would probably be able to come out and outfit you with something pretty reasonable.
Are you still getting a lot of callers?
Yeah, I mean, Mary's still with us. Sarah's still with us. Who else? Ernie. We've heard from Pat. Judy Summers. Ryan's still out there. So, yeah, the callers are still coming in.
I know Judy Smith don't have internet either.
Yeah, we gotta get you guys some of those. I think you guys would like the Dots and the Alexas because it's pretty much just like a radio. Sounds just like a radio.
Yeah, that'd be better than a Chromebook, really. Easier.
Oh, it really is. And like I say, you don't even have to switch it on. You just say, I have a Google, and you just say, "Hey, Google, play WWGH," and it'll say, "Playing WWGH from TuneIn," and there it is.
You must have a guest first hour.
I did. We had Steve Bruner on, who's going to be at the Palace Theater this weekend. Actually, a clean comedian is what we've heard.
I called first hour yesterday. I called, but it was after 10 o'clock, and Linda was there. She said he wasn't there.
Yeah, I'll be in the studio tomorrow with Pastor Whitaker. But I didn't. I was there Monday and Tuesday, but I didn't make it in the last 2 days. So that was unfortunate. But yeah, it's pretty much the same show every morning. And boy, we've had some dramas here. We had a Demetrius Ross on the other morning. Gave the interview. You know, the former Harding football coach.
Yeah.
And he came out and said on the show, basically, that the reason he left was money. That they had not paid him $15,000 that he felt he was due.
So is he still teaching, or he left that too?
No, he's left the schools altogether. I don't know what he's doing now, but no, he's completely out of the schools. And he talked a lot about all the bad press that came his way because of this.
Well, Harding doesn't need, you know, that. I wonder if they got all the positions filled. But they got students back to school now, don't they?
I think they went back last week. I don't know what they're going to do.
Are you doing the school?
Yeah, I'll do the school, but the thing I do doesn't start till October. Now, I think I'll be doing it, although nobody has said anything to me.
You back to Kroger's?
Yes, I am back there. I went back there last week. I think last week was my first week back there.
Well, that's good. You get to be around people. Being at home there all the time, you didn't get to see people.
Right. And I was in the studio Monday, Tuesday. I'll be there tomorrow. I've been at Kroger 5 days this week. As a matter of fact, I'll be there this afternoon till 4. And, yeah, I plan to go back to the school. I would think they would want me back. But you never know. You know, I don't know how that all works. Have you heard this whole thing about the Bratwurst Festival? We've talked a lot about that.
No. What about that?
Well, their queen got ousted last week. And apparently, we've just learned today, because it came out in the Telegraph Forum, I think it'll probably be in the Marion Star as well, that the reason she was let go is because apparently the Bratwurst Festival thought they were not acting good at other, when they were representing the pageant at other gatherings, luncheons, things like that, so they told them not to do it, and she went to a pageant anyway on the 6th, so they decided to dismiss her. Oh, and did you hear about the dog collar?
No, did they find that?
No. Hey, we got an... This was, I think maybe we announced this last Friday, was that the anonymous person who originally put up the $1,000 as a reward called in and upped the reward to $5,000.
Oh, my.
$5,000. Now, the only hitch in this is it has to be returned by the end of the year. The $5,000 reward will only last through the end of the year.
Well, that's going to be worth somebody's money. You know, worth the money to somebody to, you know, come forward there.
Well, like I have said to people, $5,000, basically, you know, if you bring it back, you'll get the $5,000, or if you give a tip that leads us to bring it back, you'll get the $5,000. As soon as we can get it in our hands and have it verified by the Harding home, then you will get the $5,000, and on our end, no questions asked.
One of these days, somebody might run across to when their parent dies, or, you know, their son dies, or, you know, something, and they go through his stuff and, you know, get rid, you know, their lab will come across it.
Well, you know, the interesting thing of it is that, do you think $5,000, I mean, that's five times what we were offering before. Do you think $5,000 will bring it back?
Well, I think it would if somebody knew something about it.
Well, I think the word is getting out. I think it'll get out more here in the next few weeks.
I mean, if nobody knows anything about it, you know, $100,000 reward isn't going to do it.
Hey, hold on a second. Now, what, see, when I was talking to you and I said, "Hey, Google," my Google started to play in the background. So, hold on. Let me see. Hey, Google, shut off. Well, I hope it heard me.
Yeah, I'm going to check in to get one of those. That you know, I could have fun with that more than just listen to radio.
Oh, you can ask it anything. You can ask it the weather. You can ask it questions. You can have it play any type of music you want. You can have it play just about any radio station in the world. It's,
that'd be good when you do Family Feud.
Exactly. It'd give you the answers right there.
Right.
Well, you got to get hooked up, and until you do, keep calling in, because you know when we're on, and I can always tell you what we're talking about, because we like to hear from you.
Okay.
So, but call the Frontier today and see what the rate would be to get an internet hooked up in your house, and also call Walmart and see how much one of those Alexas or Dots cost.
Okay, I'll do that.
Hey, thanks, Lee. Give us an update tomorrow.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, good to hear from Lee, and it sounds like he might be making the transition over, so he'll be back up and running with us each and every morning. All right, 44 minutes past the hour here, WWGH Radio. And Sarah, help your friends, the Judys, get some Alexas or Dots. There you go. We got to get them hooked up so they can continue to have the fun that they've always had here. Now, we're still not hearing from our surprise caller. But she's putting this off, and I don't really know the reason. But anyway, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give us a buzz. We are here for you today. We love to talk to you. Who is out there who's listening on a listening device who has not called us? That's an interesting question. And we want to remind everybody that Linda Sims will be you know, my Google Dot is playing in the background. I have no idea what triggered that. In any event, Linda Sims will be on today, 10 a.m. till 12 noon. And then Adam the Computer Guy today from 12:15 until 1 p.m. with I think James Anderson is the guest. Can you hear that music in the background that's playing? I don't even know what I would have said to it to make it play whatever it is playing. I don't know. That's a little distracting. All right, 740-751-4038. Okay, any thoughts on the dog collar? What about this whole Bratwurst Festival story, which apparently keeps going on and on and on? Now, does anybody understand this? That, what is the line in there about... I don't know. It's a very strange story, if you ask me. All right, let's take the phone call. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Well, hello. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, terrific. Now that I'm hearing from you.
I figured you'd want to today.
Well, you know what? Of course I wanted to hear from you. Now, what took so long? What was the hang-up?
Like when? You said to call today.
Well, no, I mean, like, you kind of knock me every morning through the internet, but then you don't call in to say anything.
Well, I'm working.
Well, that's debatable from day to day.
I have kids to get to school, and I'm working. I've got a lot going on. You know this.
Yes, but you have missed me. That's the whole point, right?
Tremendously.
Like a 10, really? Scale of 1 to 10, maybe an 11?
Yes, I've missed you so much.
Now, that's not good to laugh when you say that.
I'll try to say it with a straight face.
Well, I hope your face is straight. Okay, now here's the point, though. Well, what's back to school like? This is what I said I was going to ask you. What has it been? You have a kid in college now, and you have kids still in the regular school system. What's it been like?
It's good. I mean, I'm not one of those parents that, like, looks forward to back to school time. I enjoy having them home in the summertime, so it's always an adjustment. I suppose my mornings are a little quicker. I'm not, you know, I'm kind of not as distracted probably, but I kind of like the, you know, easier routine of summer. So it's been good, but, you know.
So you're not
back to school time.
I'm confused here. So you're yeah. not because of school, you're not as attractive.
As distracted?
Oh, I thought you said. I must have misheard. You know, the Google's playing in the background and it's totally throwing me off.
You should shut the Google off.
Well, I hey Google, shut off. There you go. That's professional, isn't it?
I don't know if she listens to that, but...
I don't know. She's in the other room, so I don't know how she even heard me to begin with to kick on. But, so you're less distracted.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes, like, when usually, like, I'm the only one up in the morning now getting ready. Like, sometimes I'd have more things going on in the summer, but it's good. I mean, yeah.
So
good.
So here's
my one in high school drive, so I don't take him to school anymore. Before it was like my morning routine, I would take him to school on my way to work. So I don't have that. He started driving this summer, so that's a big change.
Well, it's interesting because now we're on the digital, which has been very exciting on my end. But now, I really held off having you on the program because, you know, you've got one of those mouths. But now, being on the digital, you know, we can't get in trouble.
You're right. You're not wrong. Sometimes I have one of those mouths, but like I controlled it fairly well on the show, I thought.
Fairly well, but there was that time. I mean, even though we could say it now, I'm not going to bring it up. But I don't know what was going on that time, but you just all of a sudden blurted out a word that you cannot say on the air, and I was shocked that you didn't realize you couldn't say that word on the air.
You're talking about in reference to the song.
You can say the song. Now, here, I'll give the... Let me fill the people in here, and you give your side of the story. Here's what happened. We were talking about Barbara Walters. And Barbara Walters went to a college called Sarah Lawrence College. And they had a song at Sarah Lawrence College called My Girls from Titsworth. Titsworth was the dormitory. Now, you can say that. That's a dormitory still at Sarah Lawrence College. And they had a little song. And I... It's like two lines. I'm not going to sing it this morning, but it's a song. And I sang the song because you and Michelle said, sing the song. And I sang the song. And like 15 minutes later, after that had happened, you say at the very end of the show, because I was trying to get you guys to sing something, you said, well, you already sang your little, and then you used the word, you did not say Titsworth. You shortened it right up. And that is a word you can't say on the air.
Yeah, the song's awkward, though.
Yeah, but it's not about that. It's about the dormitory. It's called My Girls from Titsworth.
Right.
But you felt the need to Hey, I heard this summer you went to a big concert. Is that true?
A big concert?
Yeah, somebody said that to me. Did you go to a big concert? Maybe not. Maybe my information's faulty.
Oh, I went to a Garth Brooks concert.
I can see it. Must have been a memorable thing for you.
Yeah, no, I did. I went to Garth Brooks. I have another concert coming up next month, so that's why I was thinking. I have that on my mind right now.
Oh, what's coming up next month?
Post Malone.
What the heck is that?
Oh, goodness, God.
You say Post Malone? What is that?
Oh, no.
What is I know Garth Brooks, but what is Post Malone?
He's a singer. Like, he has concerts. He has songs, like, on the radio.
Yeah, I gathered that.
You know.
But what I'm saying is, who is it? I mean, is he playing, like, a club with, like, 30 seats?
No. He's at a shopping center in September.
Oh, he's going to be down at the shop. Okay, now but what does he sing? Like, what song would I know?
Oh, wait, well, maybe he's at Nationwide.
Do you know where you're going?
No, I got the tickets for my birthday. So, it's in Columbus, and I know it's September 18th.
Oh, I'm sorry I didn't wish you a happy birthday. Happy 50th.
You never, wish me happy birthday. You always miss my birthday, I think.
Well, I just did. Belated,
well,
are okay.
Actually, 2 months ago.
Yeah, but you did send an article out about your birthday, right? I saw that on the internet, didn't I?
Oh, so this is what we're getting at. Yeah, so I had texted you about this because you were the one. It wasn't about my birthday. I mean, it was revolving around my birthday, but it wasn't written on my birthday. It was because you made reference to the fact that I was now middle-aged, and it kind of hit a little harder than what maybe it should have.
Yeah, but here's the thing, and I have to take issue with this, because 2 months ago, your birthday would be in June?
Yeah, my birthday is June 27th.
Okay, June 27th. Now, how would I have seen you or talked to you on June 27th? We haven't talked in 6 months.
We have talked in 6 months. You're being crazy right now. And you could have still reached out and said happy birthday.
I understand, but
I don't ever miss your birthday.
Well, I mean, it used to be and I will say this, you were very nice. I think 1 year it was a blueberry something or other. It was very good. But last year, I don't know, there was a little, I don't know. There wasn't much.
You had birthday stuff. Yes, you did.
I don't recall it. What happened? Because I was still with you then.
Right. We had birthday stuff.
No,
we definitely did.
Last year was a little, because we had a little bit of a falling out at Christmas, and you did not give me a Christmas gift.
There was no falling out at Christmas.
Remember, you got angry because I wouldn't go get pizzas.
Oh, well, that was just you being you. I wasn't angry about it.
Oh, I think you had a little attitude that day. You were a little hot under the collar.
I was running around with a chicken with my head cut off, and you were just like, nah, I'm not going to go get pizzas.
Well,
so I was probably a little frustrated.
But let me tell my side of that story. Because, again, there's two sides to every story. You came in that day, Now, see, if you would have just said, can you go get the pizzas, we would have been fine. But this is the last day before Christmas break, and you say to me, as soon as I walk in the door, now, it's mirth and happiness and Christmas and trees and gifts and songs, and we're coming in, it's Christmas party day, and you don't say hello. Here's how you meet me as I come in the door. You say, now, you're going to have to do something today. That's what you said to me. And I thought, well, heck with this. You know, I'm not doing anything today.
Oh, sometimes I crack myself up. But yeah, no, that's actually true, though. So I actually needed you to do something that day, and then...
What do you mean? You act like I don't do anything. How many times last year, I'm not going to get into the personals of this, how many times last year did you message me 5 minutes before and say, can you do this, can you do that, I'm not going to be able to make it, and I did it.
So yeah, that was the whole month of January, and that was a mess for me because, you know, my dad was in the hospital, so that's what personal, but that was the entire month of January, and I will give you that. I was... not on the top of my game.
Yes,
during that month.
But
the other times I was there.
No, but I'm not saying you weren't there, but I'm saying you were late a few times because you were coming from another job, and you would always say, can you go down and get the food? Can you go down and see who's here? Can you? And I would take the attendance list around, and you act like I did nothing. I mean, this was how you greeted me at Christmas. You said, today you're going to have to
Christmas,
do something.
It wasn't until January that I wasn't there that you were like, oh, yeah, like, I'm going to do this now.
No, but now, seriously, you wouldn't have went and got those pizzas if you were greeted that way on Christmas?
Oh, my gosh, yes, I would have. I did the entire party. Like, I planned all of the games, got all of the supplies for the games, did all of the stuff. I just needed you to get some pizzas.
But we're down to 2 minutes. See, you're going to have to come on sometime because we've got a lot of ground to cover, clearly. But,
clearly.
Yeah. But with this birthday, I was not talking to you on July 27th. We had not had communication. We had not seen each other since, I think, the beginning of March. So I don't know how I could have ever said this to you because I had not been talking to you.
My birthday was June 27th, and it was in a conversation prior to my birthday about I was middle-aged. This is probably like, I don't know, in the springtime when we
Oh, so you're saying I made this, I didn't make this comment on your birthday. I made
this
comment way prior.
Because when I realized, it was like, yeah, when I realized, like, 43, like, you know, that is kind of middle, that's 86, and 86 is a pretty good life. So maybe I am middle-aged.
Well, you are middle-aged. You are middle-aged. But I don't know why that's bad.
It's not bad, but, like, in my head, I still don't feel middle-aged. So to know that in reality, like, numerically, I'm middle-aged is kind of a, you know, kind of a punch in the gut sometimes.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what happened. See, I sit in the room looking across from you. So it's very obvious to me that you're middle-aged.
You are
quoted
today. I'm so glad
I
called.
No. I'm kidding. That was just a joke. You know, we had a comedian on in the first hour. I'm trying to, you know, stay with the theme.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm just saying that middle-aged is not a bad thing to call somebody. I think you need to realize that your life is half over, so how are you going to spend the other half?
My life is half full. It's not half over, okay?
Well, you know, semantics, but how do you plan to spend... This is a nice question. How do you plan to spend the second half of your life?
You know, I don't know. I'm waiting for my kids, you know, I'll do the mom... All the mom stuff, I know that never really ends. I'll do that forever, the mom and the grandma things. But I really just hope to be able to do more of what I would like to do. I want to travel. There's things. I mean, I kind of have a bucket list, I guess. So I want to try to chip away at those things here.
Go to Post Malone.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, what does he sing? Like, give me a lyric.
No, you're going to try to get me to sing like...
No, I really have no idea who this is, honest to God. Now, seriously, help me out here. I bet our audience has no idea either.
Okay, well, you're going to have to Google him. Ask your Google right there to play Post Malone.
No, now tell me, what's your favorite song? You can't tell me what the song is? We're running out of time here.
There's a lot of songs that I like. I don't know, like, I probably want to go to one of his concerts.
Well, just give me a little something. Give me something.
I will not sing on your show. You
come on, just give me. Well, we got 45 seconds here. Now, come on, give me a little Post Malone for our audience.
I am not singing Post Malone.
We're down to 30 seconds. The rocket ship's going to lift off here. Give me a little Post Malone.
I mean, do you want to just know, like,
just say
names
quick
of a song?
Just give me a
there's
refrain
flowers,
of a song.
Congratulations.
Okay, give me a little.
Rockstar.
Okay, Balthazar.
Rockstar.
Oh, well,
there's lots of songs. I'm telling you, so if it's a good song.
Okay, we're at 20 seconds. Just give me the refrain of something.
Absolutely not.
Why? I thought you liked this guy.
I do, but I don't do his songs justice. I don't claim to be a singer.
Okay, give me a little Garth Brooks then. Come on, give me something.
No way.
Well, when did you become so shy?
Everybody knows Garth Brooks. Everybody should know.
I know you sing Garth Brooks. Now, come on, give me a little Garth Brooks.
No. Scott, next time. How about next time?
Oh, Lord. And we didn't even get a chance to talk about Garth Brooks. Isn't that sad?
It is. We'll do this again.
Yeah, we'll do it. You'll be back, and you'll call in. See, wasn't it fun?
This was fun.
Just like old times. Well, have a great day, and thanks for calling in.
You too, sir.
Bye-bye. All right, Abby, back. She won't sing for us, though. What is that all about? Next time, she has to sing Garth Brooks. I mean, that's just it. All right, Linda Sims coming up next. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
You're listening to WWGH